It's Full Metal Jacket. Zach Wilde is my guest on the show tonight. Good evening.
Hello there. How you doing, Jackie? What's going on?
I'm doing great. It's great to chat with you. You are busy as always. Busy as always.
Yes, trying to put a dent in that Black Label bar tab from the early Animal House years, so I still got a ways to go.
Well, Grimace Hits, the latest album, is out now. You've got a ton of touring coming up. Let's start with Grimace Hits. It gives a pretty good overview of your different musical tastes. What makes branching out so much fun?
Yes, it does. I do think you're correct in that it has a batch of all my musical influences down to Cher, Bette Midler, Barry Manilow. Early stuff, though, when it was much bluesier and heavier. But the whole thing is, yes, I think you're correct in that. But being that the album is called Grimace Hits, everyone always asks, they're like, Zach, why is it Grimace Hits? Is it like a greatest hits thing? I go, no. First of all, Black Label doesn't have any hits, so you have to have that to contain, to make a record of greatest hits. And there's really nothing great about the record, so therefore it's grim. So when you listen to the record and it's Grimace Hits, you go, I don't hear any greatest hits on this thing. And they go, exactly. That's why it's Grimace Hits, Jackass. So there's no false advertising right there. But no, I just, you know, we had a blast making the record, and there it is. So, you know, the record company did ask, though, are there any hits on this record? I say, no, it looks rather bleak and grim. So therefore, we went with Grimace Hits.
Zach Wilde with us on the show tonight. He's, of course, out on the Generation X tour. From Grimace Hits to Room of Nightmares. Black Label Society on Full Metal Jacket Radio. It's Full Metal Jacket. Zach Wilde on the show with us tonight. Grimace Hits was released earlier this year. How soon do your creative gears start turning again after releasing an album?
I don't know. I mean, so, you know, sometimes when you write some stuff at sound checks, and or you're sitting in a hotel room, you can write some. But usually, you know, like the same thing with this record. I mean, it's just I had like about 20 days before the fellas were going to come out. I think after we just got off the road or we were doing something, maybe it was a Generation X thing, but it was just like, all right, so in between the month of August, I guess the guys will be coming out on the 20th. I go, that's about 20 days. I said, all right, well, I got 20 days to write a record. So just every day, basically, you go in there and you start making sandwiches. So, I mean, that's about it. So, you know, every day you keep digging and digging and digging and coming up with riffs and everything. Because to me, it always starts with, as far as the heavy things go, it always starts with a riff. And once you get the riff, that it usually inspires a melody, and then the lyrics are usually always last. So, you know, and the lyrics are easy because they're always about things that I like, you know, fast cars, fast women, and fast living. So that's pretty much what all the lyrics are about. So I just cover it in that. If I find whatever is going to be in that, so I'm really not a stretch. But the whole thing is, and once I get done with that, then we're done with the record. So, you know, and then we mix it, we box it, and then we ship it out. So you have your Black Label Flavor Country Donuts, and that's it.
Zach Wilde on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come this hour, music from Architects, Megadeth, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta, and of course, more with Mr. Wilde. It's Full Metal Jacket. Zach Wilde with us on the show tonight. Let's talk about the Generation X tour. It's you, Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen, Nuno Bettencourt, and Tosin Abasi. What's the typical conversation like when five guitarists get on stage and sound check together?
We talk about what types of eyeshadow would look best matching each other's shoes, feather boas, types of things like that. And we talk about fashion mostly and how we'll look most powerful when we get up on this stage. You know, and then, you know, obviously we, you know, as buddies and because we all roll together, we've known each other for years, you know, we do each other favors. It's just like, you know, does anyone have any razors? I need to shave my legs before the show because I don't want to rip my fishnets. You know, these are the important things we talk about. But aside of that, yeah, we enjoy hanging out with each other, you know, and obviously playing guitar and running scales.
Zach Wilde on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. He's out on the Generation X tour with Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen, Nuno Bettencourt, and Tosin Abasi. Coming up, music from Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath. We're going to be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit after this, and more with the one and only Zach Wilde. It's Full Metal Jackie. Zach Wild is my guest on the show tonight, talking about the Generation X tour. It's everyone on the Generation X tour is a monster guitarist, but each of you has a very distinct style and technique. What do you like about everyone else's playing?
Well, no, I mean, it really is the truth, because it's, I mean, that's the coolest thing. I mean, with any instrument or anything, I mean, you know, whether you're singing, I mean, when you hear a Sabbath or you hear a Zeppelin, whether you hear Robert Plant's voice or Ozzy's voice, immediately you know who it is. So, you know, I mean, that really is the most important thing, whether, you know, you hear David Gilmour playing guitar or you hear, I hear Frank Marino from Mahogany Rush playing guitar. Like, within the first two notes, I mean, I could tell you already who it is from the vibrato. And, like, it sound checks, it doesn't even matter. As soon as I hear one of the guys pick up a guitar, I know immediately whether it's Tosin or whether it's Steve or Ingve or Nuno, immediately. But, no, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you're rolling with all the fellas. And like I said, I mean, even Father Steve said, like, we were all sitting on the sub one night, and Steve goes, if I didn't put this thing together, just because I, all of us jamming together, having a good time, just the stories alone, the war stories at the end of the night, and the pure Spinal Tap comedy, that is the music business. Just hearing about all these stories, I mean, the comedic value alone, Steve goes, is the reason why I should have put this thing together. But no, it's a great, every night is a blast, for sure.
The Generation X tour is happening now through mid-December. Steve Vai, Zach Wild, Yngwie Malmsteen, Nuno Bettencourt, and Tosin Abasi. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Slipknot, The Obsessed, and more with my guest, Zach Wild. It's Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wild, with us on the show tonight. And Zach, you've been with Ozzy for most of your adult life, basically since you were a kid.
Yes, that's why I've been in and out of mental hospitals for most of it. You know, I mean, and I actually have a suite at the Bellevue Mental Hospital.
Oh, do they have a Zach Wild wing?
Yes, they do. It's very, very kind of them. And
very thoughtful.
So it does have its perks, so yeah. You know, whereas, like I said, all my buddies, when they were going to college, I went to Ozzy Osbourne University, so where I majored in various alcohol consumptions and, you know, and pummeled liver, kidney, pancreas, and brain cells. But I mean, no, it was it's been a wonderful ride. But now that I'm, you know, actually we're all rolling again together. But I mean, we always kept in touch with all the years, and when Father Gus was crushing it and having a good time. But you know, I mean, it's just it started right exactly where we left off. I mean, it's just, I always said it's a miracle any work ever gets done, because being around Ozzy for like 5 minutes, you need a pair of Depends, just because you're just crying laughing all the time. Because he's always taking the piss out of himself all the time, and whatever else is going on in the world, whether it's politics, whether it's music, or any current events or whatever's going on in the news. I mean, it's just, all you got to do is hang around with him for like 5 minutes, you'll be dying.
Well, what never gets old about playing those Ozzy songs?
I mean, nothing. I you know, because everyone just asks me all the time. They're just like, well, Zach, you're on the road all the time. I mean, you're doing like, you know, well over 200 shows a year, obviously, but I mean, in between doing the records and everything like that. But I think if you ask any musician, it's the love of playing. So, I mean, that's why it never gets old. It's just like, you know, watching porn and pounding your genitals in the submission. It just never gets old. Ever.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wild, on the show with us tonight. He's out on the Generation X tour. Gonna take a quick break. Up next, music from Parkway Drive and also the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wild, on the show with us tonight. Grimace Hits, the latest album, is out now, and obviously Zach's gonna be touring for a very long time. So many great musicians are part of Ozzy's legacy. What's your proudest contribution to that lineage?
You know, making his sandwiches. You know, because he always said, when I make his sandwiches, he's just like, the first day when I audition, he said, Zach, just play with your heart, and then when you make my ham sandwich, go light on the mustard. I said, okay. And it was just then he just said, look at me. And I said, okay. And he just poked me right in the eyes. I said, what was that for? He said, life's tough. Get used to it. Now go make my sandwich. And, you know, I've been making those sandwiches, and I've never had any complaints. I think that would have to be my crowning achievement. He's never said, wow, you really, really messed up on this one. Never. He's just like, wow, Zach, this one's really slamming. So I'd have to go with the ham sandwich and light on the mustard.
It's Full Metal Jackie. See Zach Wild out on the Generation Axe Tour. Zach, always a pleasure. Great to catch up with you.
Right back at you, Jack. I hope you're doing great, though.
Coming up after the break, a tune from the latest Ghost record, music from Slipknot, and more.